Rancho Mirage Community Service District, August 23rd, special board meeting, 3:30. Would you call roll, please?
Yes, sir. Director Mabee.
Here.
Director Paul.
Here.
Director Jacob is absent. Director Butler is absent. Director Booth.
Present.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the agenda, if I could have a second.
I'll second it.
Is that Director Paul?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Roll call, Director Mabee.
Aye.
Director Paul.
Aye.
Director Booth.
Aye.
I appreciate it.
Item number three, resolution R-2023-15, appointing Susan Wren to the position interim director of administration. I've read a couple variations of it. This is the clean copy, so I'm going to turn it over to Director Booth because you had a couple of questions on it.
I'm seeing what appear to be some inconsistencies in the wording. The resolution is titled Resolution Appointing Retired Annuitant Susan Wren as Interim Director of Finance. However, the fourth whereas clause speaks to appointing Ms. Wren to serve as the Interim Director of Administration. And then in the two whereas recitals below, there's reference to the newly established Director of Finance and Administration. The next one says we're appointing Wren to the vacant position of Director of Administration through the hiring of the new Director of Finance and Administration. Next clause refers to replacement Director of Finance and Administration. And then there's a reference, another whereas clause below, reference that appointing Wren to the position of CalPERS retired annuitant project specialist. So I'm assuming that the title is an error. I'm assuming that we would be appointing Susan Wren to interim director of administration because we're making it retroactive to April and we didn't change the title to finance and administration until after that. And then I'm confused that we're appointing her to an interim director of administration and annuitant project specialist. So I'm hoping somebody can clear all of that up for me. And again, I assume that the title is an error, making reference to Director of Finance.
And I can tackle that.
Sure.
Yes. I'm sorry, I got that echo there. The title should be Director of Administration. And then it should be Director of Administration everywhere, except where we're referencing the newly created Director of Finance and Admin position.
Okay, so all of that makes sense, and then I'm sorry.
Then the other position that's referenced is only if CalPERS rejects this. And we will likely use that project specialist position for a retired annuitant after the new director of finance and admin is in place. So we would do another appointment at that time.
Go ahead, Steve.
So I guess I'm just confused by where the reference is made. So you're saying if CalPERS has some heartburn over appointing Susan as the interim director of administration, then we're appointing her as a retired annuitant project specialist?
Correct.
So I'm just confused then by the use of the word also in the second line of that recital. Would it not be in lieu of or something else? We're not appointing her to two positions, right?
Right.
Oh, I see it there.
What
was that here?
Oh, yes. That's misstated there. It should be in lieu of or whatever. Whatever you said, yeah. I think that's our backup plan.
So, with the modification to the title and the modification to the language in the recital referencing retired annuitant project specialist to read something like in lieu of rather than also, I would move approval of the resolution. Do we have to have it read twice or just once?
It's a resolution, so we just have, you don't have to read it.
We can make it happen right now. Director Polk.
I think I understand what Stephen was saying, but I'm not quite clear where we're changing the language. I know where all these are, but I'm just saying which.
Could you
go over it and tell us which ones you're changing, so we know what we're approving?
Would you like me to say it?
Yeah.
Can you read it so that it's not echoing?
Yes, I'm going to read it. We will change in the title from Interim Director of Finance to Interim Director of Administration. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 whereas is down. To the extent that CalPERS determines Ms. Wren's appointment under Government Code Section LALA, 21222H, was not in compliance with the law, the Board of Directors hereby appoint Ms. Wren as a retired annuitant to the position of CalPERS Retired Annuitant Project Specialist for the Metro Murrieta Community Services District under Government Code Section 21224, effective retroactively to April 16, 2023.
So what you did was you omitted the word also in the second line. I would suggest interjecting in the first line,
okay,
to the extent that CalPERS determines that Ms. Wren's appointment as Interim Director of Administration under Government Code blah 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 was not in compliance, then we appoint her to the other.
Okay, to the extent that Ms. Wren's appointment as Interim Director of Administration under Government Code.
Right.
And so I didn't feel in lieu of working.
Yeah, we don't need in lieu of.
Nope, okay.
No.
Yeah, we just say if they find a problem with the one we want to do, and then we strike the word also, I think we're good.
Okay.
Yep.
And so I will move approval of the resolution as amended.
Martin, answer your question.
I think so. I numbered these things, so we're changing number. I got these numbers from the top down. You say we're changing number 8?
It's 9.
No, it's number 9.
Just 9.
Just 9.
And the title. And the title.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mr. Ramos, any questions?
Thank you, Director. Maybe no. I've spoken with staff about this and I'm satisfied.
Thank you. We have a motion. I'll second it. Can we do roll call on item number 3, Amelia?
Director Mabee.
Aye.
Director Paul.
Aye.
Director Booth.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
I'm not seeing any public comment. I'll open it up. Number 5, any comments, suggestions? My comment is to Director Booth. Thank you for catching that. That cleans up a whole lot of intent there. I have a motion to adjourn, please. Can I have a second?
Second.
Okay, so Tim is making the motion to adjourn. Director Pohl is making the, and I'll roll call vote, President Mabee.
Aye.
Director Pohl.
Aye.
Director Booth.
Aye.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.